The U.S. Olympic Committee has added the University of Utah to its National Medical Network to support elite U.S. athletes. It's the third medical center to join the network and the only academic institution in this role. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
The press conference began with a video of dramatic moments of victory for U.S. Olympic athletes. Freestyle skier Shannon Barkey had a moment like that when she won the silver medal in moguls at the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City.
But what people don't see is when you're injured, when you just blow out your knee and you're laying in the middle of the snow, crying. And that moment of getting back up on the podium, it seems like Mount Everest and you're in Death Valley.
After three knee surgeries, shoulder surgery, foot surgery, a broken jaw, and a couple back injuries, Barkey says she couldn't do it without the medical experts.
It's those people that are behind the scenes that put us back together and give us the skills and everything to get us back onto the mountain so that we can compete our best.
As a part of the National Medical Network, University of Utah Healthcare will now be providing that care to elite Olympic athletes, specializing in orthopedic and physical medicine, primary care, dentistry, ophthalmology, and neurosurgery. Alan Ashley is chief of sports performance for the U.S. Olympic Committee.
The history of Utah in terms of performance and support for athletes is amazing. There are many legends in this room right now, and there'll be many legends to come based upon the investment and really the passion that this state brings to the movement and that the University of Utah brings to our partnership.
The partnership also extends to research and education. The David Eccles School of Business will educate Team USA athletes, and the university is heading up an effort to advise the U.S. Olympic Committee about the risk of infectious disease at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.